In our previous episode, we spoke about the seeming contradiction between the notion that Mashiach will rebuild the Beit HaMikdash or it's going to miraculously materialize. Part two is going to offer an alternative possible solution. And it goes something like this. The Beit HaMikdash itself will indeed come from the heavens, miraculously. However, Mashiach will install the doors. To better appreciate and understand this, the Rebbe directs us to the commentary of the Medrash, found in Bamidbar Rabbah, as well as on Megillat Eicha itself. And there on the pasuk, on the verse, Tavu va'aretz shareha, her doors sank into the ground, the Medrash relates to us that when King Solomon brought the Ark into the Beit HaMikdash for the first time, he instructed the doors to open wide, for the king is coming. The doors thought that Shlomo HaMelech meant himself, and they didn't like that. The Medrash goes on to say that it was only when King Solomon said, I refer here to the King of Kings, that the doors opened wide and the Ark was brought in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God said, Atem chilaktem li kavit, you have honored me, chayechem, by your very life. Kishani achrev et beiti, when I will destroy my house, ein adam sholet bachem, no human hands will be able to touch you. And so the Medrash goes on to tell us that indeed the locks buckled, the hinges cracked, but the doors themselves sank into the mountain, which it seems became soft as lava when the Beis HaMikdash was burning. And so when Mashiach comes, it is these doors that will rise, and then Mashiach will power drill them in. Finally, there's a Gemara in Meseches Bava Basra, Cheskas Habatim. The Gemara there speaks about how does one acquire a home or make it theirs. And the Gemara says that if a person were to build a large palatial home, but leaves the doors off, he essentially has almost accomplished nothing. In the words of the Gemara, it's just a pile of bricks because it's wide open. It's only hemid lahen delatot, says the Gemara, when you put the doors up, that you've created a protected structure. Rashi explains that a home which is effective because it has walls and a roof, but doors that are wide open, ultimately is just a pile of bricks. And so there'll be a Beit HaMikdash, but without the doors, we don't have a protected structure. In today's day and age with a power drill, it's very easy for us to see how a Beis HaMikdash could miraculously materialize, and all Mashiach has to do is install the doors, and that'll mean he built the third and eternal Beis HaMikdash.